through my nose.
I can't believe you're drinking that fucking filth.
I only have
the
like
color
that.
Of it.
That's the Mountain Dew, asshole.
Well, that's just as bad.
Is it color?
Yeah, it's
terrible. Mountain Dew is no better.
Yeah, Mountain Dew's no good.
Is it brute? Does it taste... No.
What?
Is it brutal?
Brute Force?
Is it Brute Force 3D? 26?
Mine just tastes like flat Mountain Dew, like, mixed with poison.
I'm not even... Like, I was contemplating making a glass, and I'm just not feeling it.
Oh, Doug's got MGS5 on his list.
Today's episode's not brought to you by GameMD.
Always mode!
Because we like to say the fuck words.
Yeah, so.
Oh, it is recording?
Yeah, we're on. This is the show this week.
Hello.
What's, hey. Fuck, it's been too long. It's been a couple weeks.
I gotta say, Will asked if we were on hiatus.
No, I kind of wanted, maybe we should make it next episode now because we haven't talked about it, but, I was thinking, like, the season 2 finale should come up, like, 10 episodes a season.
Oh, nice.
But, like, we have nothing planned for this episode, so maybe we'll just push it to 11 episodes for this season.
This is the 10th?
This is number 10.
Season 2?
Mm-hmm. Did you guys have a chance to listen to the...
My rant?
I've listened to Dan's rant probably, like, 6 times.
Yeah.
Did you really? I didn't even get that far once.
For some reason, it was always at that spot. Like
you didn't hear the whole episode?
No.
Did you hear Why Can't We Be Friends?
Why can't... No.
Oh, I mean, my God.
The song? Why can't we be friends?
We were getting along at that part, but...
Yeah. It's like... the battle was over, and then we had, like, 2 more rounds of... That was just fun again.
Well, in all fairness, I was drunk, and thinking back on it, I was like... I made an ass of myself.
You know what's crazy is you voted against Far Cry 3. You voted for Smash Brothers over Far Cry 3. Easy. You're like, Smash Brothers.
Because Smash Brothers has sat with me for a long time.
Yeah.
It always has and it always will. And it was a fantastic game. Like, Chad and I would come home after school.
We were voting on, like, a franchise.
I would take, like, Smash Brothers. Yeah, I would take, like, my 3-minute shit after high school because I did it every time. And then we played Smash Brothers till, like, 6 o'clock. 3 till 6 o'clock, like, every day. And that was that.
Shows clean now. I spent 3 hours trying to connect a Falcon Punch.
It never happened.
Every day.
Yeah.
Sometimes it would happen.
But Halo. Halo's...
Halo 2.
My life was my life.
I'm surprised Halo 1 wasn't on there.
And the fact that, like, I tried to push Halo 3 forward. Remember against Skyrim?
Yeah, Skyrim.
I tried to push Halo 3 forward. It's like it was a complete breakdown at that one point, and then like we kind of got back into it. But that was a fun episode.
Yeah, I mean, at the 1 hour and 15 minute mark, the booze is set in, and we usually argue about something.
Yeah,
that's why the shows that are under an hour, we don't argue. It doesn't matter what it's about; we're gonna argue about something.
Don't even tell me.
Yeah, so
don't even say it.
You don't say that.
Oh, I gotta record the intro.
Why can't we be friends?
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the All Range Mode Podcast, Season 2, Episode 10. My name is Joe. To my right, I have Dan.
Hi.
Dan's right, we have Doug.
Hello.
Doug's right, we have Chad.
Hello.
So it's back to me. So welcome back to the show. It's we did have a couple weeks off. There was 1 week I got my wisdom teeth out. So I was...
Oh, yeah.
Was that pretty neat?
It was out of commission. It was probably the worst thing that's ever happened to me.
You had a hard time with it?
Not so much like the surgery or like I could eat fairly quickly after the surgery.
Yeah.
It's the medication.
Like
really,
you got jibbed out, eh?
Oxycontin.
I was jibbed out for a week. Like
oxycodone. I was jibbed out for a week.
I was seriously jibbed out for a week, and I didn't know what was happening. Like, I've never been inebriated in that way. Like,
do you feel drunk?
Yeah, that's true.
No, it's not drunk.
Do you feel
at
like
all.
The guy in Dan's weed smoke YouTube music?
I never.
Did you watch that video?
No, I just watched the picture.
Okay, that's the opener for this week.
So I spent a week on medication, and because I've never been inebriated outside of alcohol, I had no idea what was like that.
True
anything
story.
Was wrong. That anything was wrong. And I was just, like, fucking miserable.
Really?
Really?
Oh, yeah, man. It was, like...
You didn't have that free-flowing, like...
No.
This is the best game
Dude, when I had my wisdom teeth out, I was in high school, and I can still remember to this day sitting in Ferguson's whatever that fucking class was. I don't even, it was a joke.
You were gypped out at school?
Every day. I was taking, I was supposed, there was a big pill and a small pill. One was like a Percocet and one was an Oxycontin. And I didn't read the bottles properly. And I was taking two of the one I was supposed to take one of and one of the one I was supposed to be taking two of.
Ugh.
So I went to school every day like.
Yeah, it was the exact opposite effect for me. It was like.
I just felt drunk.
I just feel sick.
There is no life in the void. Only death. I like hated
nothing at all when I took those medicines.
I hated everything.
I only took like half a pill because I didn't want to get too messed up.
And like I just would fall asleep for an hour at a time, several times a day. I just sat and watched movies.
Did you feel sick at all? Like,
no, just like it felt really bad to be on the medication. But as soon as like I could feel myself kind of feeling better and more like awake. It was, yeah, intense pain.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it was like the struggle where it's like, I really hate taking medication, but like,
you kind of need to.
Yeah, I would just take a pill, throw it, and just be like, okay, I hope I sleep this one.
Did you have four wisdom teeth
taken? No, just the top two. So like, it wasn't even.
I wasn't even, yeah, I didn't have a lot of pain.
No.
I just kind of took it because it was like.
I had the bottom two. Did you get the little syringe? That you like have to put water in.
Yeah, you don't need it for the top because you
can. That was the best with the bottom. It was like my favorite thing to do every day.
Save a little snack for later.
Oh, it was like things would come out of my gums that I had. I was like, what did I eat? I've never even seen that colored food in my life. Like,
yuck.
I had like the greenest green. Like if I ate the freshest celery, come out, and I was like, I ate a burger. What the fuck is that?
So
lettuce, maybe.
The first day, like I switched to there was on the Thursday and the Friday, I switched to Tylenol so I could drive to work.
Yeah.
And I worked half days on both those days, but I still it felt really weird. Like I had to go home.
Yeah, I wasn't talking.
Talking sucked.
Hello.
And no. I wasn't talking those days. I was doing other administration stuff. But so yeah, like the first day where it's like I felt clean again. My mind was clear and open, and I was like ready to talk to you guys again.
That's really weird.
I hated all of you. I hated everything, everybody,
everyone,
everything. And it was just like I didn't know that. And then it was like that's why I felt bad. Like, and I of course that's why. It wasn't, you know, it was the fucking stupid medication. But either way,
were you noticeably pissed off?
Yes, not pissed, just miserable. Like,
I've been there.
Going into it, I was. Well, you going into it, I was. Envious that you just bought Need for Speed.
I played Need for Speed.
40 hours of that game in front of you. Like that. You're just gonna be.
You got the drugs and the time.
Yeah, I don't know. When I'm out of my mind in any state, I don't do very well with video games.
When I got my wisdom teeth out, Bioshock, the first one that just come out.
Oh boy.
And yes. Going into Rapture the first time while on.
Did you actually feel like you were wet? Because everything's always got water running down.
It was the best. It was awesome. It was like the greatest experience.
I remember the first time I ever played Bioshock 1, I slept over your house and I was like super drunk. I don't, we were at the bars or something downtown and then we went back to your house and you were just like, here, play this for like a minute or something. I'm going to the bathroom and I just like started the game and I was so into it. But wasted. I've never had a drunk, good experience playing a video game, but it was enough to make me want to play the game the next day, I guess.
So I have no idea what you guys are talking about with Need for Speed. Like, describe Need for Speed Most Wanted to me.
I don't like it at all. It's frustrating. The reason I didn't like it is because I see a new car and I'm like a collector. And when it comes to video games, I search for everything, I collect everything. If I see it, I'm not going to pass it up because I don't know when I'll get back to that.
Yeah.
So if I see a car, I get in it.
The jack spots.
If I haven't got into that car yet, I get into it.
But you can also go back to the other one right afterwards.
It has different races. Well, or if I'm being chased. Or, like, whatever. I'll have, like, a race that I have to do, drive to it. It takes me 15 minutes to get there because I'm driving around like an idiot.
Yeah.
Crashing into everything because I'm shit. And then right before I'm about to get there, a cop will pull me over for speeding or, like, start chasing me. And then it's, like, 10 more minutes to get rid of him.
Yeah. So, yeah, like, which made me wonder. I mean, the Wii U version is, the most accessible game I've ever played. Like, you can fast travel to everything. The cars are essentially, it's like God mode.
Well,
it's like you beat the whole game. It's like you beat the whole game, and then I got to play your new game plus.
Well, that would be fun.
You can jump to races. You can switch it from night to day whenever you want. So it's like if you're driving at night. Yeah.
I don't like night racing either. So
yeah, so like I always switch it to day. Like if you're just annoyed at some, like at one point you just want to take it easy, you can turn off the traffic. Like with the gamepad. Like I played with the I played with the Pro Controller, and you just have all these options. Like you're just God.
Oh.
And so it's like you're constantly just like working to get those upgrades, but that does kind of work against the Wii U version in effect because there's no urgency. Like as soon as I found an awesome car, I won all those races, and then I could start hitting the. Like the most wanted, like the most wanted cars are not unlocked, so you still have to race to get all those. So it's like you'll
those are always so much fun.
Yeah, like the races are really really fun. I had a great time, but there's no reason for me to like drive a Ford F-150 ever in the game.
Oh, I never did.
So it's just like,
there was an
achievement. That Raptor is awesome.
There's an achievement.
Yeah,
if you beat the game with a Ford F-150.
No, it's to destroy like
that's a
like
pickup truck, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
To destroy 10 cop cars in one chase
with F-150. With the Raptor.
Yeah, it was the only time. I did.
That's Sherry's favorite car. It's so weird. Out of all cars ever.
It's so weird that they don't implement that stuff like into the game. Like, why it's not just a challenge? Like here, challenge mode, and those like the things that you would find as achievements.
Yeah.
Just put them in the game as a challenge mode.
Yeah.
Why not?
I mean, I don't know. It's weird when they're not there because. There's not those cool little like for Wii U. There's no achievement system, so there's no weird side quest things that I could be doing just to kind of say I did.
Well, there's plenty of challenges though, aren't there? Like, are there to unlock everything?
I haven't played any multiplayer at all. Yeah,
like get new tires and stuff. You gotta get airborne for
to get like to upgrade them to pro.
Yeah,
yeah. But the thing is, with they're the same upgrades with every car.
Yeah,
which kind of sucks. I mean, the F-150s has the same amount of, you know, upgrade ability as the, you know, the Cobra or something like that.
But some just start as better cars or something?
Yeah, so, like, it's going to be a really cool game, like, if you guys are over, just, like, as pick up and play, because you're just God in San whenever or whatever it's called. And it's got the DLC in it, so it's pretty cool. I don't know about I haven't seen the Xbox 360 one, so I don't know how much better the graphics are, but it looks really nice. Looks really, really cool.
Yeah, it's supposed to look better on Wii U, but...
I've heard mixed. I've heard, like, if you're looking for it, you can see it, but otherwise... I mean, you're driving so fucking fast in that
game.
Yeah,
true.
That is the fun stuff. Like, you find a car that is not only super fast, but...
The Bugatti?
It controls, like... I hate the Bugatti.
Really?
It controls like a fucking brick. I hate driving it. Oh, man, I was annoyed. There's no reason for me to do any of the annoying stuff, though, because it's God mode.
Yeah.
You know, like, well, I'm calling it God mode. So it's like, I just casually will jump in, get into a sweet car, and win some races. So that's cool. It's just, it loses that sense of progression. I don't feel like I've progressed. Like, in essence, I could win the first most wanted car, and then use that car to defeat all the other ones. The only thing that's stopping me is, like, you have to get these points. Like, you get points for winning races, you get points for...
you have to have a certain amount of points to get.
Yeah, to unlock the new. So it's like, as long as I'm unlocking them...
So you always have to get a new car in order to get those points too, so...
Yeah, I guess so. I never really considered that. That kind of just happened because I wanted to play. Yeah. I would get into a new car and be like, let's play with this car now and win all the races. And so it's good. It's a... Yeah, I don't know. If we want to give it a star rating, I would say it's like a 3.5.
Yeah.
I haven't played it online.
I love that game.
Well, it's fun, but like it's very... There's so much more that you can do in a racing game. I mean, Forza does more. Gran Turismo does more. Like as an arcade racer, it is really, really fun.
I love finding spots that you could just get... There was an achievement to get just all the upgrades in a car, like get it to pro. And there's just a bunch of different things you have to do in order to get that. So there's one thing that you have to do to stay airborne for like a minute and a half.
Yeah.
So I found this great spot, and I would just fly as fast as I could, hit it, like nitrous right at the last second, and just soar.
And then go back.
Yeah, it's cool, like, because the different upgrades to your car will amount to doing different things. Like, your boost is, like, use the boost for 100 seconds or 300 seconds or something like that. So it's, like, you're constantly using it 5 seconds at a time. The chassis one is always airtime.
Yeah.
So it's just like you're finding jumps, just turning around, going over this huge jump again, turning around. So it is really fun as an arcade racer. Maybe it deserves higher than 3.5, but I can just imagine a lot more that could have been put into the game.
I've started so many games in the last few months and not finished shit.
So there's one game I played. Have you guys and playing any games. Zen Pinball came out for Wii U finally. I haven't played the Star Wars one tonight. Oh yeah, but
is that out on Wii U?
I'm gonna be buying that. No, not yet.
BioShock. That's a game I'm gonna play and finish. Doug actually just beat it tonight.
So I mean, can we talk about BioShock?
I can talk about it.
Can't get so much into detail.
I just can say that
it's living up to my expectations. I've been talking about it for the last couple of weeks on this podcast. Like, it was my most anticipated game, and I bought it, and yeah, it lives up to it. I think it's really great. The graphics aren't the best at times, but
the character models are pretty weak.
The art style is amazing. It's like a really unique game. There's no other game you'll play like this. Even from BioShock 1 to this, it's kind of crazy. I mean, you can tell it's the same developer, but they've, like, completely changed the model of the game. It's a whole new game. It has nothing to do with the first BioShock.
No.
Really, not at all?
Not at all. Not a single thing.
It's set before, right? Like,
yeah, it's set... the original BioShock was set in the 40s. This one's set in the 1900s. And, I mean, I guess...
the same, like, universe?
No.
No. You're in Columbia.
You mean, same like world?
The same...
Like, was there a rapture in this world?
No, it's never...
No, it's rapture later in the future, timeline. but like...
You know what I mean.
Yeah, well...
It's in the same...
Universe.
I guess, but there's no way you would know or not know that for sure.
They don't... Oh, yeah, that's true.
It's never so really like connected. It's connected about as much as a Zelda game is connected.
No, it's... The play style's, like, a lot different from the first one.
He means story-wise.
They never say that.
Oh, story-wise, yeah.
Story-wise,
it's nice to live underwater.
Story-wise, definitely. No. There is a... no, I'm not even gonna do it.
Okay, don't.
No, but, it's fantastic. Like, such a beautiful game and just, like, original. Very original. Mm-hmm. I love it.
I think
it's really great. I just got it on Thursday and I beat it half an hour ago. Like, I haven't stopped playing it since I got it. It's a lot of fun.
I'm playing some more tonight for sure.
So, speaking about Need for Speed Most Wanted, something about that when you're in a heated race and you're doing really well, it feels amazing. So how does BioShock, like...
The parts that feel amazing?
Yeah, the parts that where you know you're doing very well, like, how rewarding is that?
I have a few.
It's amazing. There's, so the big thing with this, it was in the trailers, is the skyhook. That's how you get around the city. It's like there's a rail, basically, that goes around, and you have this arm thing that latches onto it, and you can kind of just fly around. But when you're on that flying around, a lot of people were saying that they weren't sure how this was going to work in the actual game. When the reviews came out, everyone was like, no, they did nail it. There's a specific control set on it, so you're moving really fast, and you can choose to move faster or slower, but then you can also go backwards, so you can just flip around and start going the other way. But you'll be in an environment where, okay, there's a bunch of enemies or whatever, and there's mini bosses and things, and right away when you walk into this environment, you have the girl with you. This is another thing I'm not giving away, but you can choose what you want her to teleport in for you. So it can be like cover, an extra skyhook, health packs, a sniper rifle, or like an automated like rocket launcher. So it's cool. Pick which one you want. So essentially it's like the idea of like, I wish there was just a bunch of health packs here. It's like, what do you wish for the most? You can have one of them at one time. But it's kind of cool because you can go, I want the sniper rifle, grab it, and then put the hook and jump up on it. So the rewarding parts are when you're flying around the hook. Like, you just come down and like, you have the powers on left bumper and like, the gun on right bumper, and it's just a lot of fun. Just killing guys and going through, it's a great shooter experience.
Cool. It's an empowering
game. The story's
game.
Amazing also, I feel.
You get your powers very quickly. Like, you're not spending an hour between getting each tonic. Well, they're not tonics anymore. What are they called now?
Vigors.
Vigors. Tonics. But I've already gotten four of them, and I've only been playing for a couple of hours. So it's just a lot of fun. Do you like the crows?
I don't use the crows.
Oh my god, they're awesome!
I want to replay the game again, just using different weapons.
It's really cool looking at your hands too. When you drink one of the vigors, it'll shows your hands every time, and they do something different. Like, you get the fire, and your hands melt off, and he starts like freaking out, and then it like flashes, and he comes to, and he's just like, "What the hell?" And like, and Booker's really likable.
Oh, does he talk?
He talks a lot. He talks a lot, and he's really likable. He's a cool
character. I really like the relationship between him and Elizabeth.
Yeah, and they talk, like, as you're looking at things, she'll like talk about
that's another thing. They've just successfully pulled off, like, essentially you're babysitting this girl the whole game, but she's not annoying in any way. Like, you're about to die and she'll just go,
yes, she is.
Booker, No, dude, you'll love her.
Flipping those damn coins in me. Okay, she flips through
the money. Like, she picks. Essentially, they're saying, like, you're picking up guns and ammo and health, and she is too. But, like, you'll be about to die, and, like, you're shooting at a bunch of guys, and then a quick thing comes up where you press square, whatever, X on Xbox. Yeah. And then you'll catch, like, a health pack from her.
Yeah.
But the animation works really well. And, it like, does look it's cool. Timed. It's just. And it actually helps you. It's like, oh, I would have died.
Hey, isn't there something like that in the. Sorry to interrupt you, but in the commercial, she, like, throws him a gun.
Is yeah, that happens.
That's okay. Constantly happening when she's throwing you ammo.
Oh, yeah.
She so she'll throw you, like, she ammo, assaults, health.
She throws you the sniper rifle the first time you use it, does she not?
I think so, yeah.
All right. After playing it, do you have a crush on her?
No. No, it's too cartoony.
Wait till she cuts her hair.
Oh. Okay.
Nice.
I was playing it with Sarah. She was just like, I don't like how they made her all slutty.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, me neither.
Oh yeah, I know. Jeez,
oh, these games. Why would they do that? That's so unfair.
Well, it's no DOA. It's not. It's not Dead or Alive Extreme Volleyball.
Just yeah, no, it's not that. No. But the other thing is, I don't know if she's supposed to be like 13 or 20. Yeah. Like, I don't know what age they're trying to portray her as. I feel like 20.
She's probably a little bit older, like 18, 19.
I thought she was like 35.
No,
no.
From the looks of it.
How was Tomb Raider?
That's exactly my point. I was going to say.
I really want to play that game.
So do I. I keep buying these games and I try them out and I don't play them.
Playing them for a bit.
So I'm so sick and tired of this like generation, and especially now seeing Battlefield like that. Did you guys all watch the 17?
Oh god, are we jumping into it?
Not just yet. But watching that and then going and playing everything that's new feels old.
Yeah.
At this point,
yeah, remember fucking Battlefield 3 2 years ago?
Yeah, if I could have had,
you still can't get
that now, I'd still be happy. And I'm not getting it. I'm getting this jaggy, shitty garbage. Like, shadows still don't look good in video games.
I'm getting They're sick all, and tired of
they
hearing,
just
like,
shake.
It looks so good on PC.
Yeah, oh, fuck yeah. You with your PC. I'm really hoping that next gen.
You have a great PC, and you
I bought it.
You should have bought Bioshock.
I bought a $1,200 computer a week. Like, over a week ago, and it's still on my floor, not even hooked up.
You are the anti-tech.
Yeah, what's wrong with me? I buy everything, I just don't play it. I don't touch it, I don't do anything.
So, you haven't played Tomb Raider?
I played about an hour, and what I have played, I was very impressed with, is just...
TJ's playing it right now. I talked to him, he said it's really, really good.
I love it. Like, what I have played, I love. They took a crazy turn with it. It's a lot more adult than it used to be.
Nice.
Did you hear about the sales on that game?
No, terrible.
It sold 3.4 million copies, and they're calling it like an upset.
The like president, the president of Square Enix stepped down.
Oh, sorry.
He said, like, no, seriously, he resigned his job. That was the final straw. Like, of all the games they published, like Hitman, a couple of other
ones,
Hitman
sold like 3.5 million as well.
They were just like, he's got to go. And I mean, he stepped down himself, but I'm sure it was
the
like
president the president of EA stepped down as well. Like, EA's doing well.
EA buys everything. EA's controlling.
Yeah, they're fucking
good.
Yeah, Britt.
I'm like way over here.
Yeah, Britt. In a hip.
But that's crazy. That like remember back in the day, like it's a platinum seller. It sold a million copies, and now it's $20.
Yeah.
Yeah,
what I was gonna say is
3.5 million copies. It's terrible.
So, yeah, yeah.
Well, that's good. How 8 million copies sold on the first day of Call of Duty? You know what I mean?
Yeah, EA doesn't. They don't seem to be playing nice with Nintendo these days. It seems like I don't know if that's just N4G like mongering, you know, like where all their banter, but like how no EA games are being even ported over at this point. Like,
well, because.
Just darkness.
There's no sales.
Yeah.
No consoles sold. Why waste your time?
Well, I mean...
Dreamcast. Yeah. All over again.
Oh, I don't think so. I don't think it's going to be that.
Nintendo...
Dude, I still have...
The Wii U is going to be a slow burn.
There has not been a disc inserted into my Wii U yet.
You didn't even play Zombie U?
No.
Did you give it back to TJ?
No, I'm joking. You want to play it?
No, but that doesn't mean anything.
As soon as a fucking great Zelda comes out,
yeah, I'll play
Mario
for 5 minutes.
Everyone's gonna buy it because it's gonna be super cheap, and the new consoles are gonna be way too expensive.
Well,
we'll
see about E3. Like, I'm excited. It's nice to at least have one game at a time to be excited for. I mean, I kept telling myself that I didn't have any games. Until fall, right? When Zelda gets released, but that's a remake. I heard Deus Ex getting ported over. That kind of That kind of got my interest.
Who cares? That game's 2 years old.
Yeah, but I haven't played it. The only problem
I understand what he's saying.
The only problem is it's going to cost $60.
You both went through the same thing when 360 first came out.
What?
It's just game to game. Like, you know, it's kind of exciting because it's like the systems. BioShock was one of those games. It was like there hasn't been, you know, a game for a while. Call of Duty 2 was fun. Wasn't that one of the first really good next-gen games?
Call of Duty 2 was...
Yeah.
BioShock 1, though. Oh. Call of Duty 2 was a launch game, and that was the game to get.
Oblivion.
Chad's right. I think it is going to be very much a slow burn. It's going to sell crazy. As soon as... Like, the 3DS, the same thing happened in 3DS.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even, like, late in the Wii's, you know, life cycle, New Super Mario Bros. Wii sold, like... hotcakes, like
they 25 million got.
I don't know what their plan is, but Jesus Christ. Like I mean, there's going to be games that I like just coming out and coming out and coming out.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing a lot. They're doing a lot of good for indie development, so maybe that will spark an interest somewhere. I don't know. I guess we can talk about it now. I mean, what I can get on Wii U versus what we saw of Battlefield 4. All the next gen stuff. I don't know. Wait till the thing's out and we can actually see what it looks like on your TV.
Or at least
Battlefield 4, Battlefield 3 looks like on the trailers. Just like, holy shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about.
This is just like,
well, I mean, they're doing it again though. It's on the PC. So what is it going to look like on console? I mean, that game looks
going to look like on next gen.
On current gen, it's going to look like shit.
It looked pretty fucking serious, if I can be honest. Battlefield 4.
It looks
next gen consoles. Do you have a point in that video that you were like, wow, like really, really hooked?
The building.
Which one?
When they're at the top of the building and they're running for the helicopter.
Oh, and everything's just breaking?
Yeah, and it's falling apart. Like, that got me excited for, like, Bad Company 2.
You know the part?
Destruction.
They're in the forest, and then they come up on this hill, and it's desert, and there's just birds everywhere.
Yeah.
The amount of detail, like, on the landscape and the buildings and the lighting.
Yeah, like, the buildings, like, under construction, they have those tarps that are kind of...
Dude!
Yeah.
Oh, my God! I screamed. I was watching it by myself in my bed. I was like... Yes! Like, I couldn't wait. I still can't wait. Like, this is what I've been waiting for years and years and years. All these games that keep coming out look like shit.
I wonder if it's going to look like that on
but that's yeah. They're well, doing Battlefield 3 again. Of course, it's being played on a PC.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. We'll see what Call of Duty looks like, and it'll probably look just like that. We'll probably see Call of Duty in the next couple of months.
Yeah.
What was I going to say?
Next-gen Call of Duty is going to be fucking awesome.
Next-gen anything. Like, something new.
Oh, my God. I just thought about that. Like,
the craziest thing about Battlefield 4 for me is that they've kept it, like, basically a secret up until about a couple weeks ago, and it's coming out this fall. Yeah. I can't believe that.
No, they've been talking.
Well, it's been rumored
and things like that. But the fact that you didn't see anything until then, and then they were able to just go, "It's out this fall."
Yeah,
that's so awesome.
It's being made with the same
those poor workers.
It's being same tech, right?
Like same I was tech. In EV and I went to pick up BioShock, and the guy was wearing the dog tags. He's like, "Do you want to pre-order Battlefield 4?
You get dog tags?"
He's like, "You'll get the dog tags today."
Doing it.
I was just like,
doing it.
I was like, I don't even know what fucking console I'm going to be... I might be playing that on PS4. I'm not pre-ordering it.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
You can change your pre-order.
You can change your pre-order, too.
Whatever. that was what I was thinking.
Want to go get dog tags for?
New tech.
I was is it new?
Yeah, Frostbite 3. Frostbite
and they 3. They use 2 for...
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. I was just going to say...
Yeah, I wonder what it's going
to... They're just getting better at using Frostbite, but I imagine Frostbite 2 and 3 are similar when building a game.
I don't know.
I have no idea. This is talking out of my ass.
Like, the Call of Duty games and Battlefield now. I mean, Call of Duty I've been paying attention to since Modern Warfare. Battlefield only on the tail end of Bad Company 2 is when I started getting into it.
Yeah.
And essentially, every iteration has been clone, 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 clone. So, like, seeing a Battlefield 4 that looks just pretty well exactly like Battlefield 3, I'm not as... excited. I wish...
give me Battlefield 3 with those graphics.
You know what I mean? Like, why not go back...
The campaign was...
Why not go back to World War II or something? Try it. Like, give, like, a new experience, right? Like, it's going to be Battlefield 3, but better looking, right? Which didn't... It didn't... going from Bad Company 2 to Battlefield 3, the graphics didn't do anything for me. And going from 3 to 4...
It's made by different people, though.
To go from 3 to 4, I don't know.
Current gen is going to look like crap.
I have to say... prior to Bioshock Infinite, I was playing Uncharted 3 online a lot, and I'm having a lot of fun playing that game.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's really, it looks like, it doesn't look as good as Battlefield 3, I'll admit, but it's a lot of fun the way all the multiplayer maps are designed so you can climb a lot, like you can in the campaign. So you can get in these, like, climb sequences where there's, like, okay, so say there's a map with three towers or something like that, and there's sniper rifles on each one, but you can climb up each one. It just takes you, like, a couple minutes, and you can get sniped while you're climbing. But you can also, like, if you're in the sniper's nest, someone can just, like, pull you off, and you could never get them if they were around the thing. So it adds kind of a cool element to, like, a multiplayer game that I haven't really played before, and I'm having a lot of fun with it. The upgrade system's really well, similar to Battlefield's, but just works well for that game.
Well, Call of Duty's.
Call of Duty's, yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
so they stole it from that.
It's fun.
Hey, let's go around. I'm going to describe something real quick, and you guys can give me your perspectives on each. So, like, my most anticipated game right now is like, probably unannounced Retro Studios game, whatever that is my most anticipated. I can't think of something that'll be that into, like, something that's going to make me jump off of Wii U until, it'll probably take another 5 years, but, like, the Mass Effect 2 of Xbox 720, where it's like, it's not the first game in, where they're just kind of learning the system, and, like, they build, like, you know, they're still very much in launch zone for, like, their first project on 720. When, like, okay, we made Mass Effect 1, or we made Mass Effect 4, let's say, now we're making 5, and 5 is, like, cream of the crop.
The next Mass Effect game. They've already announced it, right?
Well, I know Mass Effect something. It's not 4.
It's Mass Effect Universe.
Yeah. Not Shepard. Shepard's...
Yeah, so it's like,
he sucks anyway.
But I mean, that's not what really intrigues me is going to be the bigger, better, more depth experience. I feel like the first couple of years of these new systems, we're gonna get the same games better looking, and then it'll start to just like climb so far where it's like going back and playing GameCube, and you're like, I can't believe games were this small. I can't believe this doesn't have this thing that we've all gotten used to over time, like fucking
getting goosebumps,
like down shooting down the barrel, or you know, like
the red remember barrel, yeah.
Call of Duty 2 was it or Call of...
No, 2 you could,
yeah. Call of... yeah, which, what was the first one where you actually saw like the gun come up
one
to the eye?
Call I think Duty it was one, yeah.
Call of Duty 1.
Man,
well, yeah,
like, first before that, it was like you'd zoom in and it would just zoom in to the screen, and you would just have the same crosshair in the front, and
or you just hipfire
dual analog. Like, what was the big thing? Yeah, dual analog movement for shooting. What's one thing that
Kinect,
Halo?
Man, the new Kinect is going to be.
Battlefield has it, but Halo doesn't. What were we talking about? That was that the right trigger to zoom, left trigger to shoot, or sorry, the reverse.
Yeah, yeah.
Left trigger to zoom.
You have to click to zoom.
Yeah, so like
R2 or what?
You know, years in the future, we'll be talking about, like, I can't believe we used to use left trigger to zoom and right trigger to.
No, that was so right.
I mean, just something like that, yeah. Right? Some kind of big thing where, you know, I mean, the sports games went to all toggle. It's like, I can't believe I used to press A to speed burst or B to shoot.
Yeah, that's true, right?
You know what I mean? Like,
Fight Night. Stick? Fight Night, pushing... Like, you don't push buttons. You're using the analog stick for your punches.
Yeah, yeah.
That's...
Like, playing...
Yeah, EA brought that over to all their sports.
Playing matches. Skate, yeah. And then going back and playing Tony Hawk.
No.
Oh, my God, Skate. Like,
Skate killed... No, Skate didn't kill Tony Hawk. Tony Hawk killed Tony Hawk. But still.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any other game stuff that you want to hit on?
Yeah. Well, you asked what our most anticipated games...
In oh, yeah. We were supposed... That, I do that all the time.
Mine is hands down, and it's the only game that I'm looking forward to on... Like, I'm pretty cool not getting anything else for this gen, except for...
yeah, I guess it's like...
GTA 5.
Game in the next
GTA
year.
GTA 5, okay.
Game in the next year, game in the next 5 years. Like, what's your most anticipated?
GTA 5, man. That game...
Yeah?
Rockstar released something like 10 pictures or something. And IGN just went through them and said, this is what you're going to be able to do now based on the pictures. You can skydive from, like, jumbo jets, however many feet. You can scuba dive. You can go underneath now. No other game has ever done that before.
That's awesome.
It's kind of cool.
Imagine the shit you can find underwater.
Assassin's Creed 4.
You know what? I take it back. Next gen Tiger Woods PGA Tour Golf is probably my most anticipated game. Just you can smell the grass. Like,
comes out of the
breeze. Just... Remember on GameCube how good the sound effects were?
Yeah, that's true.
You could just hear the trees, like, shh. Just like, oh, I'm on vacation.
That's Skyrim. Yeah, I'm going to go home and go on vacation on my tube TV.
Play Tiger Woods 06.
Tiger Woods 06 on my tube.
Caddy tip. I remember making a guy in Tiger Woods, and I was like,
I'll be home in an hour.
People would come over and say, like, Joe, that looks just like you. And, you know, like, if you were to put in the little optical GameCube Tiger Woods 2006, it's probably the ugliest chunk of a GoldenEye fucking
polygon. Mine looked exactly like me, I remember.
But it probably looks terrible.
I'm sorry. Have you guys all played this game that much?
Oh, my God.
Tiger Woods dude,
games are awesome.
I played 06.
I played 06.
I borrowed 06 from
you. I mean, I played it, but I didn't get that
in. No, dude, I played it.
It was really good.
I can't tell you I remember anything about it. It didn't really leave it.
Are you guys talking about the game face thing where it uses the camera to scan your face?
No, you just design a character.
Create your character.
Oh. Do you remember that, though?
You had three noses to select from? Yeah. Three mouths? No, that wasn't what it was like.
The first game to use
Remember the games that were like that? You had to pick a pre-rendered character, and like there was five to pick from. And they all black.
One's Chinese.
One's Chinese.
Mexican. White guy. The white guy's always bald for some reason. Just like, damn it. Why don't I be a skinhead?
Remember curly hair on N64? What it looked like?
Bricks.
All right, sorry. So I cut you off.
Here. I was just talking about that.
Most anticipated game of the year is
GTA 5. But right. I got onto that game face thing. Just one quick stupid story.
Rainbow Six. Wait, I've told this story.
It made me black. Oh, the first time I did it, I was in a very well lit room, like really nice. It had. I get my chin and my forehead lined up perfect where it's supposed to be. Pause for the picture. It takes about 15 minutes to make your face, and then it gives me. An African-American man.
Did it look like you, black?
Kind of, but not really. And it was the funniest thing, because like, the way the angles were, you would, you'd be like leaning against a wall, but it's your back against the wall, so it's pretty much the camera zoomed in on your face.
Right in it.
And I remember playing with Justin Bazaar, too, and seeing him just like...
That was the first game I played online at my house.
Oh, it was so fun.
I took a picture of Dan on my Wii U, and it made a Mii for him, and he had glasses.
I think it was...
How do you fuck that up?
I think it was the... My brow, like the the shadow from my brow.
They do that with Mandy too. They give her something weird. They made her like black Chinese choke. Or something.
Yeah.
A black Chinese person.
Black Chinese.
So GTA 5 is your most anticipated of the next like 2 years. What about the next 5 years? Like, imagine what the.
Oh, maybe I would like to play Destiny. Maybe. No, I don't know.
I have no interest.
My most anticipated game for the next 5 years has not been announced yet.
Well, neither has the Mass Effect 2 for 720, but. Just fine. Use your imagination.
Out of what I know, based on what I've seen, and if it can't be GTA, then it's definitely Battlefield 4.
No, Dan. What I said, what, like...
5 years? Like,
yeah, use like my imagination? A game that you...
Battlefield 5.
Halo. Halo 5.
Oh, yeah. Halo 5.
Halo 5, like, next-gen Halo. Like, this... Halo 4 is beautiful.
Halo
5 is going to be... Just make sounds.
What do you got for me?
In the next year, it's definitely The Last of Us.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait for that.
Bruce.
Like, in the Uncharted, like, matchmaking lobby, there's, like, a little TV channel that's always playing in the corner, and there's always a trailer for The Last of Us. I watch it every time. It looks so fucking
awesome.
When
is the...
comes out in June.
It comes out in June, but, like, the people who bought God of War...
May.
Get a demo or whatever.
When is that demo?
May 5th?
I don't know.
She's guess.
I didn't buy God of War. So
yeah, it was a complete guess.
No, it's not.
May 5th?
Marina 7.
Actually, DayZ. I'm actually really looking forward to seeing what they do with DayZ.
What's with all the Z shit? World War Z, DayZ?
Zombies.
DayZ's the one made by the Army 2 devs?
Yeah, they're doing a standalone.
World War Z is zombies?
We'll get in. Yeah. We'll get into the movies. There's
new trauma. And then my 5 year, it's been announced, but it's not coming up for 5 years. It's Metal Gear Solid 5.
Yes.
That game's going to be amazing. Like, they're talking about how it's going to be so open world, and I can picture it because the last game he made.
It's two games in one, though, isn't it?
No, it's two games. There's Metal Gear Solid 5, and there's Metal Gear Solid Zeros. He announced two.
Are you sure?
No.
Positive.
I thought Zeros and Hospital Crawl were combined to make Metal Gear Solid 5.
Metal Gear Solid 5 is called Metal Gear Solid 5 The Phantom Pain. And then
you know what this sounds
the
like?
Game he showed in the summer is called Metal Gear Solid Zeros.
For
what sounds like it sounds
they're
like,
both being made on the Fox engine, but they're two different games.
They're not going to be
they're going to be coming out as one game or DLC.
regardless, Hideo Kojima has said these are two different games.
It sounds like okay. Final Fantasy Versus.
So sorry.
Yeah.
So sorry.
It does, and the trailers look really similar, but...
It looks amazing, though.
Yeah, like, if you look at all the things where they analyze the trailer, like, I don't know, anyone who's played Peace Walker, you're not playing as Solid Snake anymore. Like, Big Boss is, you know, do you remember Big Boss is, like, so who Snake is cloned
from? I've spent, like, 100 hours in that universe.
I've always thought Big Boss was the fat thing in a trench coat on roller skates.
Because he's big.
No, Big Boss is who they showed who looks like Snake in the trailer for the new games.
Oh.
So it has nothing to do with Snake anymore.
It was like the first boss in 4, I think. Not 4, excuse me, 3. 2? Yeah. The Liberty one.
Well, what they were saying when they showed Zeroes was like... I mean, in Peace Walker, they kind of had it set up so you had this whole RTS thing, like, in between missions, and you could select what missions you want to go on. Like, keep in mind, it was all on a fucking PSP.
Wasn't it, like, Risk?
Yeah, so it was a huge, huge game, and they're saying with Zeroes, what they're doing is, like, you have that base... Mother base, I don't know, it's in all the other Metal Gear Solid games too. It's the first base, but it's basically like you have troops that you can dispose in real time, like you can call in helicopters and do things like that, so I think it's going to be a really big game, and I'm really excited for it.
That's pretty neat, though.
I'm excited for that, too.
The trailer got me so excited because, like, if you play Peace Walker, it's just a sequel from that, and it gets you pumped. When you see those characters... From a fucking PSP graphic to a next gen graphic,
yeah.
Was like the coolest jump.
Yeah,
what's yours?
That does sound so awesome. It's just like I don't know if I want to play that game anymore. Like Kojima knows how to innovate and he knows how to make like gaming fun,
mm-hmm.
but I don't want to sit through like 100 hours of.
Maybe there won't be a lot of videos. Peace Walker wasn't.
No.
I mean, it was a PSP
game. It was like a pick up and play kind of thing.
Yeah, what they did was anytime there was a cutscene, it was like cell shaded kind of motion comic. So it worked, but they were short. There wasn't one that was over 10 minutes.
Well, that's cool. Chad, before you state your case, I just want to be clear. Like, when I was saying, I said, like, the Mass Effect 2 of the next generation, but what I mean is, like, the big, sprawling sci fi game, like, it doesn't necessarily have to be BioWare or even in the Mass Effect universe, just that type of experience, like that whole I've never done anything like this before.
Yeah,
the scale of it, does that change any of your what you guys are talking
about? No, I was talking about it when you were in the bathroom. Like, I imagine this game will do that in the sense of how the PSP game kind of like
I'm talking about let's dwarf Metal Gear Solid 4 with this new game.
Yeah.
That's what you expect from Metal Gear Solid 5?
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. It did that from 3 to 4, so I'm expecting this is going to be their next gen, well, supposedly.
There's no launch. Way that's running on PS3.
No, I know. Or it's Xbox. Not coming out on PS3.
PC exclusive?
No, it's for PC. It's going to be a... He doesn't make games for PC.
So what do you think?
My game?
Yeah, and it can't be Battlefield 4.
It has to be.
It can't be.
It's all he plays. It's Battlefield 3.
Battlefield, yeah.
But is that what
that in the next year?
Let's try not reduce you to just Battlefield. But like you play a lot of games. You've got a wide like.
I play a lot of games, but the best game I've ever played is in the Battlefield series. I'll totally state or like lay my entire reputation on the line and say that.
Do you think it's crazy that you've put so much?
That have fallen into a gap.
Yeah, not fallen into this gap. I don't mean to say it in a negative way, but like the fact that this is an online only game, like this time when we're finishing up, like the last generation, that wouldn't even be part of the conversation.
No,
online only
was for me.
Yeah, Halo.
That's exactly my point. Like, Halo was before.
Don't go back to
it. They were before the curve.
Yeah, but like the majority of your. Xbox or PS2 career would be single player campaign stuff with like cool multiplayer level. I'm talking about a game that I guess Halo kind of did that, but that it's you don't even put the single player disc in.
Yeah,
like there's no story
Battlefield
for you.
4 online.
The story. Yeah, the story is the like things about how they're trying to make the single player like better in Battlefield 4.
I'm sure they are.
I think it sounds like, really cool what they're doing.
If it is better, I'll mm-hmm. definitely play it. Like I didn't finish Battlefield 3; it was terrible.
Chalky White's in this one.
Yeah, Chalky White's in
that
this.
That guy's awesome.
But Battlefield
Scar.
Battlefield's, I don't know, it's just everything I want to play. Like, I don't get...
Well, you said your favorite game of all time was KOTOR.
Yeah.
So, like, that is a complete polarizing experience, KOTOR versus Battlefield 4. So.
It all comes to timing, though. And the experience that he had while playing that. That's the only reason it was his number one.
Okay, thinking respectively about Battlefield 4 and KOTOR, like, what are you excited for next 5 years?
Elder Scrolls 5.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Bygrim Online?
Not online. Not online.
Bygrim!
I'll never play an MMO. I hope to God. I probably said this next or last generation. I'll never play a game online. And Battlefield's my favorite game.
You know what, though? I mean, if they came... if there's... They're not going to make another game like Skyrim where there's not...
they will.
There's not human players running around.
No, they will definitely do it.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, they will.
Like,
it's just too narrow these days.
Not Bygrim Online. Elder Scrolls Online is made by
but even
developer. Like,
even playing through Skyrim, it'd be so cool.
Bygrim Online.
Okay, well, think about it. If playing Skyrim, like, if I could have only my friends, like, in a server or something like that, or I don't know what you call them, but you know, you've got a collection of like 50 people in this world that are playing. You can go again. You can go into
instances. No, that's the opposite.
You can go into dungeons together if you want, or like Chad could be in Whiterun while I'm in Solitude or whatever it's called.
Yeah, but that's just every other MMO.
And yeah, and just like let's meet up.
The reason Skyrim sold so well and was so well received was because it was an alternative, and anyone who didn't want to play an MMO had this.
I would have loved to be able to turn you guys just on, and you're in the game with me. I mean,
well, then we could all play an MMO together. Like that experience is there, like 10 different versions of it right now. It's all on PC, but. It's there. God, and it's done to death.
Where's yours?
They're fun as hell, but they're just life ruiners. It's like, you make the commitment to play an MMO, it's like you divorce your wife, you know? Like, and you marry the MMO.
Okay.
That's what it is.
So, a new Elder Scrolls experience?
Skyrim was the last time I was like, at the announcement for it.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Battlefield is a game that reinvents itself for me all the time. I put 160 hours in it. I started playing as a different class with a different loadout.
Yeah.
It's a brand new game.
Kyle's on like 10 days now or something like that?
Yeah, it's disgusting. He showed me the place.
Is it that much?
10?
It's all he does, man.
When we were there last weekend, it was 9 days and like 12 hours, and I know he's played more than 12 hours this week.
Yikes.
I'm serious. Kyle's going out to a bar tonight, which is... blowing my mind.
Where's he going?
I don't know. He's going out with Tina and her friends or something somewhere.
He does play a lot of Battlefield. Like,
he doesn't ever leave this house. He works and he battlefields.
That's weird.
He pumps it, man. He fucking loves this shit.
Kyle plays more video games than any of us.
Kyle plays more video games than any of us. That's the point I'm trying to get. I'm not trying to say Kyle has a problem and there's anything wrong with it. Like, I'm jealous of his experience. I'm just like, I wish I could have as much fun with a game as you're having right now.
Like, that
I
would want to play. What is it that draws us to that? Like, the fucking... The satisfaction of getting a really cool kill? Just, yes! And then right afterwards, just, fuck!
See, I don't enjoy that much.
I love that.
I gotta be honest. I think I'm playing Uncharted, but, like, I love the closed circuit.
Well, no, I mean, I owned Battlefield 3 for a period of time. If I liked it as much as you guys, I probably wouldn't... I probably still wouldn't be playing it. I mean, it's just I didn't like it, and it fell off. And
it was so much of a difference from that company too.
And yeah, like an online shooter for me, like is rare. I mean, I played through.
Put a lot of time in that company too.
I played through Medal of Honor Frontline. I 100% of that game. And then I didn't touch another one until Modern Warfare 2. And then after I played Modern Warfare 2, I went back to the first one, played the campaign only. Never touched anything but Spec Ops with Chad, local.
That was fun.
And that was it. And then Bad Company 2, you guys bought me for my birthday. I remember it was like $20.
Yeah.
And we just started playing it. This is really cool. And I don't know, it wasn't exactly that. Battlefield 3 wasn't exactly that experience. And it was just like, this is a little bit different. I'm out, and I jumped ship again.
You used to all those maps, and they perfected that game with updates. We got on there like a year and a half down the line.
Mm-hmm.
That's where Battlefield 3 is right now. We got on it where Battlefield 2.
I guess,
3,
yeah.
and like seeing if you guys were online and you'd be playing like Vietnam Bad Company 2 and it'd be like, what the? I don't even know what that is.
It's
that
so good. That was amazing. Just like recoil.
Yeah, but I didn't even know like what that was. I'm just like, they're playing Battlefield. Why are they playing 2? Like, play 3 with me. Like, I didn't have you.
Anybody have anything to add for games? Chad, you didn't get to really talk about anything you played.
Today in Battlefield,
you played Battlefield. I played Battlefield for a few hours.
In the last 3 weeks?
Yeah. No, we had a LAN party last weekend, actually.
We played Battlefield.
We had a Battlefield LAN party.
They all played Battlefield out here, and I played Uncharted in my room.
What did I do that night? I was going to come here. I did something else, though. Oh, you know what?
I've been your Wii U.
I've been going on these, like, super long walks. Like, I'll just, like, 9 o'clock will hit, and I'll just go walk for 3 hours.
Nice.
3 hours?
In LaSalle? LaSalle walks?
Yeah.
Where's he walking? Everywhere. Get that
bike going, man.
Yeah. Well, Dan said I could use his bike in the meantime. Yeah. Hey, I like riding through the hills.
Realistically, I want to get a new one, so I'm not going to get anything for that bike now.
You should just get it brand new.
Yeah, I'm just going to spend $8,000 on a brand new bike. No problem.
Okay, well.
On Craigslist, didn't get a used, good bike, though.
So I'm riding it. We're chalking it up to favor, like, nice friendship thing happening?
Yeah, why do
you have to get a new seat on that muffin, though?
Yeah, I broke it when I threw it.
A new seat? Yeah, I'll put whatever it needs. Thanks.
Whatever.
I
paid $200 for it fucking 4 or 5 years ago, so I don't care. I got...
I've made a decision that I'm going to be building a half pipe in my backyard out of concrete. What? And I almost sold my car and my Wii U.
To do it?
Wii U! Yeah. It's out the window!
I hated everything. I hated every single thing. There's nothing that I had that I wanted. And I was just like, boom, 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 sell everything.
This was a drug decision?
This was a drug choice. And
sell my car, I'm selling my house, I'm selling my Wii U. I'm getting a half pipe.
And
you'd hate the half pipe.
But no, like, and then I picked up Wii U and started playing Need for Speed. And I was like, this is all right. Christmas is going to be nice for me. There's going to be a lot of great games coming out this Christmas for me. And
by the way, if anyone's interested, I saw the craziest Wii U deal today on Kijiji. It comes with 6 games, and it's $350.
You gotta be a loser.
Six shitty games.
6 Wii U games, whatever. They're all the same price.
Yeah, shitty games.
Do what you want for them.
It's probably money.
Oh, like selling them?
Yeah.
Flipping them?
It's a crazy deal. Like, the guy paid $800 for all this shit or whatever.
Yeah.
Was that just a gym gym choice, or it was just do you gym. Still feel that?
I don't even know who that was.
No, I don't feel it at all. I mean, like, from what I heard about Deus Ex, I'm kind of excited for it. A big sci-fi kind of experience, and they fixed a bunch of the shit that was wrong.
All the boss fights were blah.
Yes, from what I heard, you can get through the entire game without shooting somebody now, without killing somebody, including the boss fights.
You can do that the first time,
including the boss fights.
Including the boss fights.
That's cool.
They, like, altered
Duke
the level.
Nukem.
Isn't it similar to Duke Nukem? I only ever played the PS2 one.
It reminds me a bit of Mass Effect. Am I wrong in that? Like, personal upgrades. You can play the game two completely different ways.
Yeah.
And have a completely different experience.
Cool. It sucks.
Well, funny one-liner.
It does suck. It does.
It's really bad?
No.
Yeah. I don't know.
You guys say everything sucks.
No, it was okay. It was okay.
It was okay. I played it to the end because I bought the fucking thing.
There are some issues with it, but
you never feel like a superpowered kind of cyborg in it, which you're supposed to be.
But I didn't kill anybody. I made a choice off the bat not to kill anyone. And then
me too. And then
I'm this awesome super soldier that can fuck shit up, but I can't do it because I'll miss an achievement worth 100 points, so I'm not doing it. I didn't kill anyone.
I didn't kill anybody either. And
I heard that you have to kill the bosses in the 360 version, but they've changed all the bosses and they've made upgrades and it's very much director's cut now, and you can figure there's like puzzles to everything to like avoid killing people and stuff like that.
Yeah. Do you remember the one guy who was a room and had to keep going around in the square room? Guy had a pistol or something. He was
I can't believe I played that game to the end. That was the most frustrating thing I've ever done.
So keep in mind when I say
the single boss fight was terrible.
When I say it's like I wanted to sell the Wii U, it's not because I would have preferred to have an Xbox or anything like that. I was not feeling games.
Yeah.
I was just like, it was nice out. It was just getting nice out. Right. And I was just like, I don't know why I've ever played a game.
Right before, I've got something to relate to that, but I just have to say it again. I feel like it got brushed under the wayside.
Bioshock Infinite is one of the best games I've played this generation. I really want all of you to play it. I'm so into it. 4OTJs, we'll do a Wii U PS3 swap. Yeah. I really want you guys to play through it. It's so much
I'm
fun.
I'm into that.
Anyway, yeah, I also feel you like on that. I haven't been playing too many games other than that the last few days. I got the new bike. I'm ready to just be out and embrace the new weather.
Yeah, fuck. Yeah.
Let's take a backseat to games.
Screw games, man. I'm going outside.
I mean, I'm excited for The Last of Us, but I'm more excited to do fun shit this
summer.
Is
this the season finale and we do like a... we do like a between season where it's just awesome things we did in the summer.
I rode my bike today for like 4 hours. It was fucking awesome.
Andy and I played Zelda at Ojibwe yesterday.
Nice.
I played Zelda at Ojibwe yesterday.
Did you really?
When were you there?
Please tell me what you guys are talking about playing Zelda.
You don't
pick up a stick,
climb shit.
A bunch of trees have fallen over, and it's basically the lava game where you can't touch the ground.
So why Zelda? How is that anything to do with Link?
Because I didn't do that, but I was
in the woods
yesterday.
Because he climbs trees, man.
He climbs trees. You can't touch the ground. It's called Zelda.
I will agree with Danny.
It was called Zelda. It is.
When I think of Zelda, I don't think of tree climbing.
Not until you go to Ojibwe.
Yeah.
Whatever.
There was one time I went. Okay, another time.
What would you call it?
The lava game. The ground is lava. You can only stand on trees.
Anyway, what time were you there at?
I think we got there. I think it was done work at like 3, and we got there at 4.
Did I tell you guys the Ben story while playing Zelda?
Didn't he fall in?
Yeah, it was so awesome. He wasn't
like 15 feet in the air.
Chad and I were like dancing tree to tree as if it was like a fucking Japanese, like,
this place
crouching tiger, hidden dragon.
It was a labyrinth
experience
in this place though. Like, and trees have fallen in different
so
levels.
Like, there's one like thing where like you're getting on this tree bridge and it's getting higher and higher and higher and higher, like away from the ground. So you're pretty high up and you're moving off to the right. But the only way to get there is to go slightly over to the left and under the tree that you were just climbing on. Okay. And then,
which
and
is
then
like
you're on
15
the right.
Feet in the air.
Yeah, so
laying
like,
over.
So we, Chad and I had gotten too far ahead, and Ben could, like, saw us over to the right, and he's like, I must have to go that way. And he...
the quickest way?
He reaches over. He's... Oh, man. Nothing but water. Just swamp water under these trees.
Yeah, it's been like 90
he's like
the
slowly,
past week and a half, and there's just... Bugs.
Oh, I'm wondering
spawning out of a stagnant pool.
I'm wondering how to describe this in the most hilarious way. But like he put all his weight on this one branch, and I think he was planning on swinging from it. And I know by now you're thinking like he went for the swing, and the whole branch came down with him. But that's not exactly it. He leaned over, put all his weight, lifted one foot, and the branch just went like fell straight down, and it was like. He had, it was like, they had cut a rope and he just fell like this. And then he hits the water, just, he had a fresh tattoo that he like scraped to shit.
Oh.
And he's just like, we're like, oh my God.
We're laughing, but we're like, we gotta go.
Yeah. And he was he like completely submerged in the bog?
Like, how deep was the water he fell into?
It splashed outwards around him and then swarmed back up over his face.
Maybe.
And it was the sickest, grossest water.
It was probably a 9-foot drop, to be quite honest.
How deep was the water, though? Like, a foot?
Yeah, maybe a foot and a half.
Oh.
Just leaves.
Did he?
Yeah, leaves.
Was he in pain?
Well, he was in Ben pain. How many times have you seen him get hurt? Every time you see him. Remember when he was shooting fireworks off, and he lit off fireworks, and they were still in his pocket? Were you guys there for that?
No.
No, but I...
Were you there for when he did an office box, like 4 feet his head?
I wasn't there.
No.
I saw it.
He tried to crooked grind, like, his box. He put a box on his box, and, like, went to go crooked grind, and it just caught, and he, like, kept going and head first into the pavement, out. Yuck.
I know Ben in such, like, a different way than you guys do. Like, I was, like, really good friends with him in, like, the seventh and eighth grade.
That's when I met
like,
you.
I was, like, hitting puberty and, like, you know, discovering myself, and what an awful guy to, like, go through that with. He was always just like, let's smoke weed, man. Let's fucking do this. Let's break that fucker.
I never
fuck
trusted
that
him.
Shit. Like, he was always, and I was always like, I don't know, man. And I don't know why he chose me as, like, his fucking best best friend to go through all this shit with him. I don't know why I agreed to it, but it was always just like, I don't know. Like, that was the our friendship.
You and him were like inseparable.
Yeah, I was just like, I don't know, man. Like, we're gonna get in trouble. He's like, we are, but we're just gonna do it. And I was just like, I'm not okay with this. Like, but it
always,
was fun.
He's always done stupid, funny shit. Like, you can never go to his house and accept food. Just don't do it. Ever.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Not you'll food. Drink.
Drink, food, nothing. He, drink if he hands food. You a drink, he's dick
spinning.
Remember
Dave Blanchette's pubes?
Yeah.
Pubic surprise?
Well, the,
at the skate park at the Strawberry Red. Fest?
He used to have this thing of Jujubes. Okay. Last story. He had this thing of Jujubes in his bedroom.
The butt jelly.
Butt jellies. For people who would come over and be like, you know, they just, oh, snacks, and they would start eating. He'd put every single one of these Jujubes in his asshole and back into the container for people to eat, and it was just always there. And
in his asshole for like the duration of a movie.
They're all warm and sticky.
What the fuck?
He's gross. Hey, first time I ever slept over at his house, I woke up to his asshole spread, like him bent over his bed, standing up, laughing.
Dad used to go home.
I opened up the door.
He used to call his mom and be like, "Mom, pick me up. I fucking hate these guys." Because Ben would just show him his dick so much and not let loose.
Oh. I remember trying to sneak into his house, like, because as soon as he'd hear the door open, he somehow got home before I did.
Yeah.
So I'd go to his house. I'd try and sneak in. Because every time I'd go in, I'd go up to his room and he'd just have his ass
out,
like legs in the air, ass
spread,
directed at the door.
Honestly, guys, I know it sounds weird, but he never did any of that shit to me.
It's all he did.
Never to me, ever.
You know what, though? Ironically enough, like,
you caught him,
him and I beat Ocarina of Time together.
Yeah, that's special. That's a special bond.
Together, yeah. That's how we became friends. In grade 6, it was just like, oh, you play that game too? I'm stuck at this one part. And I was like, oh, I beat that part. I can show you it. And then I went to his house and we played it. We kept on playing it.
Do you guys want to touch on movies at all?
Yes. Put on your Sunday clothes, we're gonna ride through town in one of those new horse-drawn open cars. We'll see the shows at Delmonico's and we'll close the town in a whirl. And we won't come home. I watched Magnolia.
That was you.
Have you ever seen that?
No.
It's by the guy who directed There Will Be Blood and The Master. Oh,
with,
first
with
movie.
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise is so awesome in that movie. He plays like a guy who wrote a book on like male empowerment, mm-hmm. and he's doing lectures. It's shot in the same way of like.
I remember not liking Magnolia, but that was really a long weird. Time ago I watched it.
You should rewatch it, man. It's really good. It was funny how I saw it. This guy who comes into Starbucks every day, him and I always talk about movies, and he was like, oh, did you see The Master? It was awesome. And he was like, hey, have you seen Magnolia? And he was like, I'll bring it to you tomorrow. And he comes in every morning for a coffee, and he just brought me the movie. I was like, oh, I'll watch it.
Okay?
No, it's a different guy.
There's more than one guy who goes to Starbucks.
My friend Dan.
I watch quite a bit of movies. I've got like a newfound pleasure out of just action movies.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like action movies and sci-fi took a huge hit with the whole like digital thing, and like in the late 90s or early 2000s when CGI always looked like shit. Like Johnny Mnemonic, Judge Dredd, like that whole era where everything
had
the
first movie said?
Johnny Mnemonic.
Johnny Mnemonic.
Never saw that. Never heard of it.
There's just these weird sci-fi action movies. Demolition Man. Like, that kind of shit. You know, where there's a...
This came out like 95.
Well...
We were still 10. We were 10 years old.
Those two genres took a huge hit, I felt.
X versus Sever.
Oh, fuck. The worst movie of all time.
Aeon Flux.
So, anyway, I watched... I really want to go see the new...
G.I. Joe? No, you don't.
Oh my god! Okay, well, you can tell me about it in a second. I watched Fast Ooh. 5, which was amazing.
What?
It was so cool.
What?
It was awesome.
You like Fast 5?
Is it after Need for Speed?
It was like during. It was like in anticipation of Need for Speed. I watched Fast 5, and
maybe I'll watch Fast 5. I didn't even
buddy. It's sweet.
Consider giving it a shot.
It's sweet. It's not just about car racing. Like it's more like Ocean's 11 and.
Well, I just really like, don't like that guy. What's his name?
Vin Diesel?
Oh, my God!
Vin Diesel?
How you like me now? How you like
me now? Your song choice was even better than the part.
How you like me now?
You don't like Vin Diesel?
Not Paul Walker. Walker.
You don't like Paul Walker?
Paul Walker's a fucking loser.
He was fine. I mean, it's just like this spectacle, like it, impossible things are happening. There's one scene where they, like right at the beginning of the movie, they drive off a cliff.
Yeah.
And it's they're in a convertible. Vin Diesel had like it's a train race, okay? I'm not getting in that.
I'm just watching Chad shake. Fast Five.
There's a good reek in there though.
So it was pretty good. I watched a couple other movies.
What movies did you watch?
They're shit, so I'm not gonna
They're shit movies.
The Hobbit? Was The Hobbit one of the shit movies you've seen?
Yeah.
Jerk.
I saw G.I. Joe yesterday in the theaters.
Tell us, Danny.
I went with Sherry and my cousin, just like out of the blue. I had no idea I was going, and I went, and it was weird. The movie.
It's a PG-13 action movie.
Yeah.
But is it good? Is it fun?
Okay. It's about as fun as Transformers is. Like, one time.
It's gotta be more fun, and here's why.
It's not.
Because it's not fucking cars turning into robots. It's just kind of like
cool espionage shit. It's not. It's
superheroes? Stupid. I don't know anything about
just stupid ninjas.
They're ninjas, but soldiers?
No, they're really stupid. There's this whole fight scene where they're all hanging from ropes running along cliffs.
That looks awesome.
Not awesome. It's really lame.
I was
really?
I didn't like it at all. I thought it was really stupid.
I was at a party around Christmas time, and someone was just like, out of nowhere, there's probably like 20 people in this party, and someone was like, oh, have you seen the trailer for the new G.I. Joe movie came out, this movie, and he was like, oh yeah, like it looks awesome, like it looks so much better, and I was just like, you were implying the first one is good? And the whole room just died laughing. It was like the greatest joke I've ever told at an awkward
party. I'm out!
It was the best fucking hell. It's not even a good joke to tell. Like, you're not going to laugh at it, but it was a really good feeling, and I have that movie to thank for that moment in my life. Yeah. Like, I'll never forget how good that felt.
I
was the new guy at the party, and I was just on.
Hey, this guy's cool. Anybody who kind of follows movies knows that, like, is aware that the sequel is not in the same, like... It is G.I. Joe 2, right? But it's almost like a reboot again. Like, yeah. They're like, we fucked up.
There's some cool shit in it. Don't get me wrong. Like, I don't know why I like The Rock. I do.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Fast Five.
I like The Rock. He's cool. Like, he's just awesome. Yeah. He's just cool. He does movies that are... Do you think they're going to be shit?
Sucks.
I don't know.
No,
I like him,
The Rock's awesome.
I think he's cool.
Why?
Because he's charismatic. He's actually good. Like, he's good in character roles. Like, if he's playing a badass and you don't like the character he's playing, then you're not going to like him. But he's
the most muscular guy
I've ever seen. He's huge. He's fucking awesome. So much bigger now than he's ever been. It's weird. He's doing
that movie with Mark Wahlberg, right?
He's doing that bodybuilding movie.
Pain and Gain.
That movie actually looks good. Yeah. I want to see it.
Michael Bay directed.
I don't think that looks awesome.
Well, I don't think it's going to be good, but it'll be interesting.
I hated him until like...
But anyway... There's like this light armor tank that he drives.
But like he's just I don't know.
He was funny in the Will Ferrell cop movie with Sam Jackson.
There's another
one. Coppo.
That was it. That was it. Yeah.
No, but he was only funny. Yeah, he's only able to be funny in that because he's bad in everything else.
No, he's got some good stuff. He was really good in the.
Ever seen WWE?
Yeah, man.
I met him once.
I did
he let me too. Hold the belt. Remember when he came to LaSalle?
Yeah, Rocky Maivia and D'Lo Brown and Mark Henry.
Yeah, I got a Polaroid of me and him.
I had one. It's gone. $20 for that fucking thing.
I silly stringed him and threw plastic squares at him.
Ha!
I think he's mad.
From the bleachers, yeah. His bodyguard came up and he looked up at me, and his bodyguard was picking the silly string off of him.
Ooh.
That's pretty cool.
I was yelling, Rocky sucks. Rocky sucks!
That's remember they were selling t-shirts?
Yeah.
That's pretty neat.
That's must be.
Anyways.
There's this...
Do you remember...
15 minutes of fame.
Do you remember Get Shorty?
I've heard of it.
He was in the sequel called Be Cool. He was really good in that. And he's just a badass. Like, he's funny.
I like him in the movie where he's got that 2x4.
I don't know.
Tall?
Walk
hard?
Walk hard.
Walking tall?
Yeah. I don't know. I was like, it's not bad.
What are we talking about?
The Rock.
Yeah, we should wind it.
Wind and dine. Don't go see G.I. Joe. Toko CGI Joe, unless you have kids.
Have you seen The Rock's dick?
I don't want to edit through any of this.
Wait. Shit.
The Rock's got a big dick, I think. You seen it? It's probably tiny. Anyway, what else do I see? I'm watching Friday Night Lights on Netflix. Fuck. 7 seasons of it. Why? Friday Night Lights, I kind of wish it was more of a show on college football and not high school, because...
No, I'm fine.
It's for high school kids.
Huh?
The show is for, like, high school kids. Like, I'm too old to be watching this show and into it. Like, yeah. It's bringing up, like, issues of sex and smoking weed is bad. Like, just... Really? Yeah. But, there are aspects of the show that I enjoy. There's characters that I like and characters I don't. And there's nothing else to watch, and I sort of fell into it, and I'm watching it.
TV is the hardest thing to talk about, because...
Well, it's ever-changing.
People who don't watch the show that you're talking about, it's
don't
like...
Don't give a shit at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, I don't care at all.
Yeah, I could talk about Desperate Housewives, but no, I can't, because I've never seen it. I don't give a fuck what anyone thinks, or just likes, or dislikes. Yeah.
For people who do watch it, it's like the greatest way to make a new friend.
It's true.
If you guys want to talk about Walking Dead for a little bit, that might eat up a couple minutes.
I've been so disappointed with the second half of season 3. I don't know why. Every episode
there
is
there were
lockdown.
A few bad episodes, but I really liked the most recent one.
Okay, yeah. There's some shit that happens in that. That's pretty neat.
I thought it was really cool. Merle's out. I liked that. Full spoiler.
Yeah. Yeah, full spoilers. Merle's dead.
I'm not really...
He did go in a cool way.
Season 3 hasn't really caught me in any... Like, remember I was talking about on the show... How it was turning into a show where all the characters started making the same decisions that I would make, and
yeah,
and how I thought everything was really, all the characters were really cool written. That all just kind of
went out the window.
Screeching halt when they got to
the prison.
When they got to Woodbury.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I don't like Woodbury at all. I think it's
when they got to Woodbury, it was very much like, okay, I know what's going to happen. It's going to take another 10 episodes to get there, and it was just a slow burn that I. Like, you can see the ending. You can see the ending a mile away. And it just took forever to get there, I thought.
Yeah.
And the characters in Woodbury, the stories in Woodbury are not as interesting as the shit that was going on in season 2.
No. And they focus on Angela a lot. I don't think she's an interesting character. I never actually have. She bothers
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I feel does. Like... I mean... I feel like the Andrea Michonne... Oh, I said Angela. Yeah. Michonne. The Andrea Michonne... story arc has fallen. It's flopped. Flat. Yeah. It's yeah. just, it's,
it and
was
it could have been cool. Like, Michonne could have been a really cool character, but they just...
She wasn't handled good at all. I mean, she just... Why the hell would somebody not talk? Ever.
Yeah. I also don't care for the Carl kind of story bits.
Which one's Carl? Oh.
The kid. The kid?
What about...
He's just like, you know... I'm not saying I hate the kid. I'm not trying to do that. I just think like they put too much.
Well, here's the thing.
He did really cool shit like with his mom's story arc and the baby being born.
That was cool.
But everything post that has been awful, and they've still been giving him a lot of attention.
Yeah, it's like a lot of the story arcs just kind of fell apart. Like they had little kind of cool things that were happening to each character, which kept my interest.
Yeah.
And as they were dropping those and adding new story arcs, it's like I didn't like a single one of the new directions they were going. Not with Rick.
Yeah,
going crazy. I was like, "This is boring. Like, this is not where I need. I want that character to be right now.
Exactly.
Just out of left field."
Yeah, the whole Rick arc.
Exactly.
I didn't care for.
It's like things were building somewhere, and they just introduced a whole bunch of new shit. Sorry to cut you off. But yeah, and that was why that's why it's so bad.
Yeah, I'm happy. It's like I hope that it's a cool finale. I know exactly what's gonna happen. I mean, Rick's not gonna die or lose this whole battle against the governor.
Someone else will die.
Yeah. Someone else important will die, but it's not going to be Shane.
Shane's already dead.
No, not Shane. Who's the brother?
Daryl. Daryl won't die. He's too much of a fan favorite.
It's not going to be Daryl.
It won't be Rick. It
could
won't
be the
son.
Asian guy, because he got married. His story is over now.
I hope he doesn't die.
Or the wife.
Let the old man die, or the blonde daughter.
Yeah, Herschel. Herschel could die. Or the baby. I mean, like, I'm interested to see what happens with the baby. That's going
to
be a cool...
I kind of was looking forward to seeing a baby out in the wild. Like, having the issue where, like, they have to be quiet because there's a herd and the baby's crying and then shit.
Well, so yeah, something's going to happen. They're going to be pushed out of the prison by the end of this, whether they win or lose. The obvious thing... So why aren't they... you know, okay, make sure that there's two separate areas, right? Like, there's the prison, they've got one fence, and then there's the courtyard, and then that's surrounded by a second fence.
Yeah.
Why the hell, and here's my thing, it's like, I think it's so obvious, make sure that the inner area is secure, and then hit the sirens. And let those two fences, like, just fill up with zombies.
Well, then they can never leave, though.
Well, I mean, it would solve their problem for a good, like, year and a half, and then they could figure out another solution once the governor thing is kind of run its course. Do you think
they have enough supplies?
Yeah, they want to fight to stay in the prison because they have all those supplies.
Yeah.
I mean, it would solve their problem for a little while. At least give them time to, like, raise the baby.
I was thinking the exact opposite. Like, well, they have the whole issue with the other town and the governor attacking them, but they're always outside talking, and there's zombies just on the other side of the fence. Like, they have a baby inside. You know what I mean? Remember the way it was before, how desperate it was to kill everything that was around them? Like, they just have, like, 100 zombies walking right up there.
Yeah.
You know, and they're always coming up to the fence. They should just be killing them all. But,
well, I mean, it's a never-ending supply.
People that we could all get behind. Game of Thrones is tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah, Game of Thrones.
Tomorrow?
I saw season 2.
A zombie finale and Game of Thrones premiere tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, that's gonna be good.
I'll download them both Monday.
Oh, Sunday night, man. I'll be staying up late.
I'm on afternoons for the next 2 months.
It's crazy. Like, I was thinking about how much I want to talk about Walking Dead, how much I want to talk about Game of Thrones, but there's really no hope in speculating because it's existing material.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's not a show like Lost where we can say, like, I think this is gonna happen and it's gonna change everything, because the whatever is going to happen already exists in both of those stories. So, I mean,
those aren't really fun shows to discuss. Change from the comic book?
The overall story arc is the same.
Okay.
But the character arcs are different.
Alright. I have no idea what's going to happen in the next episode.
There's going to be a stupid fight. An AMC budgeted television fight.
Yeah, someone's going to die.
A lot of gunshots. Here's a scene of Rick shooting. And then a scene of somebody else shooting.
Do you remember the Game of Thrones war?
Yeah.
That's the...
Very small.
Yeah. It seemed so, like...
What, the thing with Tyrion?
100 extras.
I liked it.
100 extras is like, the biggest battle I've ever seen.
And then all of a sudden, what was it?
What is his name? Tyrus Baratheon or something? What's the Baratheon's name that tried to...
He tried to storm the castle.
Stannis.
Stannis
has the armies of whatever. Like, they're talking about how huge and... like, a swarm of like,
one
knights is going to...
And then he's gone. Back across the sea.
Yeah.
What?
And, like, a beach worth. There's maybe 100 extras there. Just like...
So, don't buy season 2 on Blu-ray?
Buy season 2.
No.
You have to.
Most Def, I loved that episode.
Season 2 will be better.
I saw the first 4
episodes.
Download it.
It'll take you 2 minutes.
5 minutes.
Save $60.
Season 2 on Blu-ray. it'll be a cool experience to watch it all at once.
Good point.
Watching it episodically was very a slow burn.
Yeah?
Yeah, all at once would be a lot better.
And you can buy that limited with the dragon egg.
That's pretty neat.
That was only season 1.
No, it's season 2. $90. Save money. Get the case. Joe knows what I'm talking about.
I want it.
Wait.
Is it dragon egg? Is it like stone?
It's the HBO officially licensed dragon egg.
Yeah, but is it like, is it a Kinder egg? Or Kinder Surprise, you break it open in half and there's like a little toy.
It's a nice dragon egg.
You put together a little baby dragon?
Hey, what other shows are starting again this season?
Boardwalk?
Is Boardwalk coming up?
No, that's until September.
Mad Men. Ooh.
Mad Men is starting.
I just got an email that Mad Men season 5 is on Netflix again in July.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it is.
I started watching season 2 of...
of Mad Men?
Way behind... No, of season 2 of Boardwalk.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, you said... You know the ending, so it sucks.
But you can probably skip season 2 at this point. You know what? You get the introduction of Richard Harrow, and that's reason enough to watch the whole season.
I don't know what the fuck's happening in that show. There's so much politics that I don't care about.
Season 3 doesn't have any of the politics.
Am I stupid?
No. No.
No, you're not stupid.
I just don't care.
You just don't care.
Want to spoil season 2 for him so we can move on to season 3? Because it's so awesome.
Jimmy dies.
Essentially, Nucky...
Who kills Jimmy?
Nucky. In a couple of words, like, Nucky walks in, he's like, you can have the town, or you can have the city. And he leaves, like, all political, that shit behind him, like, pretty much. So he's no longer, like, involved with the politics. Well, he has to drop out of, like, the race or something like that. Like, he puts all this money into, like, a freeway.
Basically, a thing comes up where they're trying to arrest him, and he has to step down from his job, or he's gonna, I don't know.
So he's no longer involved with the politics in Jersey. Yeah.
Cool.
And he says that to Jimmy, and then, like, Jimmy's like, I gotta go do something, and then Jimmy pretty much drives up to Nucky, and Nucky kills him.
Wow.
And then...
It's cool, because it's a pretty interesting moment, because he's like, you gonna get somebody else to do it, or what? Because he didn't think that Nucky had the balls to do it. He's like, no, I'm gonna do it myself.
Yeah. And now, and, like, season three is, like, the rise of Nucky... Huh! The rise of Nucky as a gangster. And it's awesome.
That's really cool.
And with that, you've got, like, the rise of I almost said Al Pacino. Capone?
Al Pacino is pretty good.
Capone gets me. Yeah. The rise of... and, like, the three, like, the New York, New Jersey, and is it Chicago?
Yeah.
It's all, like, those three people, like, rising up and getting more, like, intense and rivals, pretty much.
Is Nucky a real life person?
Yeah.
He is.
I think Nucky's the only real... Oh, and Al Capone.
Yeah, Al Capone's real.
Season 3 of Boardwalk was the best, like, television season in the year 2012.
I'm skipping forward.
It's so awesome.
It was really good.
Because season 2 was just like...
Even the finale was amazing,
yeah? It was so... It's the best... Yeah, like, that's the best way I can say it. It's the best season of any television show in the year 2012. It was better than Game of Thrones season 2. It was way better. It was the best season of anything.
Yeah.
It was really good. And it's just, like, the story is really separate, and it's kind of a good thing.
Has season 4 started?
No. It doesn't start until September. Really? So season 3 is, like, they introduce a new problem, and then you see all these things happen, and then it gets resolved by the end. So you've just got a nice little story to go through.
Okay, who has season 3? Because I've got my USB here. I'll just fucking take it.
I reformat it on my computer. I don't have it.
Come over to my house. I've got the first, at least, 6 or 7 episodes. Mm-hmm. And a hip. And
yeah, you'll have it. We'll talk about the show. That'll be fun.
Hey, oh, not no, boys. Let's go get a boot team.
Thanks for listening to the show. That's a fucking good idea.
Watch An Idiot Abroad.
Oh, yeah.
Because I watched that. Oh, we didn't get to talk about it.
You guys watch that? Is it good?
I've seen every episode. Chad just started watching it.
I've seen a few at your house, and everything I've seen is
cool.
It's so amazing. It's like a travel show. They've got... Do you know who Carl Pilkington is?
He's so, like, pessimistic, eh? Like,
so, Ricky Gervais... I'll keep it short. Ricky Gervais and his writing partner, Stephen Merchant. You're aware who those people are?
Mm-hmm.
They had a radio show. They had, like, a podcast. And this guy was, like, the sound engineer. And they just started to get to know this guy, and everything that he said, like, was gold. Like, he's got the coolest perspective on, like, the way people act, and he's such a weird guy. But he's, like, the way they describe him is, like, a real-life Homer Simpson. Like, he's completely innocent in, like, everything that he says, like, all this bat-crazy shit. And he's completely content, like, with never leaving the town he was born in and all that stuff. And what they do is they take this guy, and the whole Ricky Gervais podcast is about... people writing in to ask Carl questions to get his wacky answers. And he's, like, dead serious about all of them. And Ricky Gervais just laughs the whole time. Like, and he's just got really cool, like, perspectives, right?
His laugh is infectious.
So the podcast, like, was getting old. They discussed history, philosophy, sports, fucking everything. So they decide they're going to get, like, a travel show. And they send this Carl Pilkington, Pilkington, who's never left London, I think. And they send him to the 7 wonders of the world. But it's like they're setting him up to get into interesting situations, and it's awesome. It's so cool to see him interact with, like, tribal people and shit like that.
The end of the first season, where they're all just they're sitting in an office, like, recapping the first season. I've never laughed harder. I was just like...
It's so great.
Check it out.
By yourself?
By myself, just...
Like...
spitting my food out. I was laughing so hard.
They had
his input on, like, Carl's input on certain situations. Hilarious.
I'm gonna download all of it and watch it.
Yeah. I kind of want to buy it on Blu-ray, because it's like having Planet Earth on Blu-ray. Like, it's all very, like, it's BBC, like, budgeted, so it's...
It's filmed well?
Yeah, yeah. I think it's, like, $30 for season 1 and 2.
Doesn't he go to season 1 and 2?
Yeah.
On Bluesy?
Yeah. On Amazon.
Where are we going? 5 minutes tomorrow.
Oh, right now.
Where are we going?
Oh, yeah. Things are open tonight. No? Oh, it's late. So anyway, yeah, it's really good. Like, to put it in perspective, it's like they send them to the Great Wall of China, but they don't go to the tourist section of Great Wall of China. They actually hire, like, a guide, like, from there to drive him, like, to this fucking path. Like, this path, like, he just pulls over the side of the road, and there's this path. Carl walks down the path, and he's literally, like, at the beginning of the Great Wall. And, like, he just... climbs up a couple rocks. He's on it, and he just starts walking, and he hates it.
Do you remember that episode?
He hates it so much. He has no idea, like...
The public washrooms, they're just, like, a hole in the floor that people have to squat over and shit in.
It's a great hole. It's a great way to see, like, other parts of the world, like, for an everyman's perspective. It's awesome.
I would never...
And it's hilarious.
You get to hear, like, there's another... There's the way we say things, like our slang, but... English slang is just—it's
funny.
It's really funny. Awesome. Like they describe everything perfectly in a certain word, and when they—I don't know—just when they tease something, it's
descriptive,
just so funny.
Almost. It's like, oh yeah, I've always thought that about it, but I didn't have a word.
I was like, these are fucking genius. It's really smart.
Yeah, he's a really simple man, but like everything he says, you're like, oh, I know exactly. Like, I get it. Like, it's really great to watch.
I've been like hungry the last couple weeks, so.
So have I. That's why I'm watching Friday Night Lights. It's horrible.
Really?
I wasn't raving it. I never was raving it. There's parts of the show that I find interesting, but as a whole, it's not good.
All right, well,
fuck, I'm wasting my time and I hate it.
thanks for listening. You can find us on... We're the All Range Mode Podcast. You can find us on Facebook, iTunes, and allrangemode.ca. Let us know if you have anything to add to the conversations, and we'll include your feedback in the next episode. Thanks again. Again, I'm Joe.
I'm Dan.
Doug.
Chad.
All
range mode.